Let's go, girls. Come on.
Thank you for listening to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate right here live on KVTA 1590. You can also find us on 97.9 FM and then always listen on your app. I am Janet Sprisler with Rent 805, and we have a guest in today as Karen is out learning more about what's going on in the real estate world. I have with me Susie Koenig-Brown.
Good morning.
So tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
That's all I think we need to get into. I do all things real estate is probably a nut of my life, but I think most of that is just community. I've been in Ventura 30 years? I can't even think. And big family, big local family, kids have done sports, schools, everything. I love everything about Ventura County. So it'll be fun to be here with you.
Oh, I love that. And who are you with? What brokerage are you with?
Berkshire Hathaway.
Oh, I love it. Love it. So how is your week in real estate?
You know what? Week in real estate, I think it's kind of, what would be the right word? I want to say crazy, but good crazy, not bad crazy. So the momentum, you can feel it. Yes. I mean, kind of like the rain, you smell the rain. You could feel the momentum in real estate. So I was even looking at the numbers, and just the numbers are piggybacking on that. Everything is getting exciting. People are, you know, biting at the bit to sell, buy, invest. It's a great time in real estate.
What kind of numbers are we looking at?
All right, so I brought a few things. So I went on the MLS this morning, and in all of Ventura County, there's actually 725 listings in Coming Soon or Active. So that's a big number.
Wow.
We've got 658 listings that are under contract or pending, so they're already in escrow. And then as of January 1st to date, we've closed 1,199 homes. So it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. So when people are saying they're sleeping on real estate, people are not. The market has not taken this downward plummage that everyone thought would happen. It's just not happening.
Not
because real estate in Ventura is fantastic. I know on our side, I think we started the week with 8 rentals. We're down to 3. And coming soon. So I have coming up 522. Well, actually, it's on the market. 522 Garone there in River Park. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath townhome. It's $3,295. You don't normally see a lot of 3-bedrooms in that price range. You can walk to the collection. It was completely done. So it's fresh paint. You have laminate flooring throughout, carpet upstairs, the stainless steel package, washer and dryer in your own unit. You know, it's all the good things, right, with your 2-car garage. And then down at 4455 Antigua Way in the Mandalay Colony, I have,
nice.
Yeah, it's a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, fresh paint. He went berserk in there, new throughout with everything. It's a first floor. You have that fireplace in your living room with a big balcony. You have a kitchen that overlooks that living room, and there is a dining room area. And then you have your 2 bedrooms and your 2-bath. But it's resort living at its finest. You have 2 pools, 6 jacuzzis. I know, right? There's a jacuzzi literally within like 8 steps.
You can have your own jacuzzi.
You can have your own jacuzzi because let's face it, a lot of people aren't using all the jacuzzis all the time. And then you have the pickleball. You have tennis courts. And, you know, if you're really bored out of your mind, you could just suffer and go across the street to the beach. Or I don't
Sounds
know.
Miserable.
You want I know, right? Or yeah. If you want really great dining, there's the Hilton right near that just has all that great stuff going on. That one there is at $33.95. So it's a good little deal. There's very rarely any rentals that pop up in there. So I'm excited about it. And then coming up next week, not this week, but the week after. So you're really hearing this way ahead of time. I have 3188 Trinity. They have done a full remodel on there. They've painted the outside. They've done the inside. I was shocked when I walked back into the unit from the first time the owner's past tenants walked out to what it looks like now. I'm like, wow, it's one of those shockers. So beautiful, beautifully done. So we have some work being done on that the rest of this week, and then it will be up the following week. So we're excited to bring that one to the city because it's just in that really fantastic spot. It's right across that little area across from the mall, just south of the mall, right by Lemon School. So it's really, really cute.
Oh, nice.
So those are what's coming up. So we have a great show for you today. We're going to try to talk all about seniors because we understand that, you know, the senior population out there just needs to know what's available to them, because it seems like our senior population is growing. And what do we have for them out there? So we have on our show today, we have Shelley Wells with Mutual of Omaha Reverse Mortgage. She's the Reverse Mortgage Queen of North America, if you didn't know about that. We have Krista Hermance coming up. She is going to be talking about when folks have incapacity and the assets that can't be touched once someone is ill, which is so important because a lot of people just think, oh, I'll get to it. Well, when you get to it, once they're ill, you cannot get to it
anymore.
She's
got great stories. I've heard a lot of her stories.
I'm so excited to have her here. And then we're going to be talking about what Susie does out in the community with seniors. So it's going to be an exciting show. Do you know of any listings currently?
I do, but I have a question first.
Sure.
I don't know if you're okay with the question.
Oh, sure.
How are you defining seniors? Are we defining them as 55 plus or 65 plus?
It really depends on the program they need to go to.
Okay.
So to hear more, we'll be coming back up with Shelley Wells. So stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Larry Reyes with Smart Home Mortgage. My team and I are here to offer our clients and real estate partners more options and more products than any local bank or credit union. When others can't get the job done, we can. Finding you the right product at the lowest rate, at the lowest cost, is what we do. Our team is dedicated to closing loans in 30 days or less with excellent communication along the way. You can find us at the Large Tower in Oxnard, Morgan Stanley Building, 300 East Esplanade Drive, Suite 105. We're on the main floor. Or give us a call at 805-853-3030. Find us on the net, smarthomemortgage.net. Our licensing information is NMLS number 1569054. My individual NMLS number is 233573. Our California DRE number is 02012912. And my individual DRE number is 01507079. The number you really need to remember is mine, 805-853-3030.
Come to Ventiki in downtown Ventura at the corner of Fir and Main for happy hour food and drinks from 4 to 6 p.m. and enjoy a specialty drink by one of our cocktail shamans, where you will be amazed by the aloha spirit the moment you walk through our A-frame archway and sit around our fire pit on our open patio. See you soon. Mahalo. Call us at 805-667-8887. Once again, that's 805-667-8887.
Let's go, girls.
Come on.
Welcome back. You're listening live to Girls on the Air. We're real women in real estate. Today, I am joined by Susie Koenig-Brown with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services of California. And I am Janet Sprisler, and we're welcoming in Shelley Wells. We know her affectionately as the Reverse Mortgage Queen of North America, and she is with the Mutual of Omaha. Welcome, Shelley.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. It's a great day. It's a beautiful day, and life is good.
No rain.
No rain, which is great, because this is what I'm hearing a lot of. There are seniors out there, and their roof is damaged, and they have no money to fix this roof. And I've been saying, call Shelley, because she might be able to help you. So am I sending people to you thinking you can do it? And then you're like, oh, yeah, we don't do that. So I was wondering, can you give us some more information about possibly that?
Yeah, so you can use the reverse mortgage funds on your current home to do pretty much anything you need repair-wise. You know, if you need a roof. I think I spoke about this a few weeks ago, a lady down in the Anaheim area, her insurance company, which this is happening a lot with insurance companies these days, they are flying a drone over your house. And if they discover your roof is in pretty poor condition, they'll send you a note saying, we're not going to renew your homeowner's policy unless you get your roof fixed. Well, a lot of folks that are seniors that have lived in their home for many years, they don't have $20,000 sitting around to put on a new roof. So yes, so you can use the reverse mortgage funds for that. Or I have another gentleman up in the Modesto area who only receives about $900 a month from Social Security. Wow. How that poor guy can live on $900 a month is beyond me, but he needed his roof repaired, and he needed to have some painting done and termite work done to keep his house in good condition. So we did a reverse mortgage for him, and now he got the roof fixed. He got the house painted. He was only required by the appraisals conditions to repair the fascias and that type of stuff. But now he had enough money to paint the whole house. So he was excited. And his neighbor, I actually got a call from his neighbor that lives across the street from him saying how beautiful his house looks. And she's really happy he was able to do that. And now she wants to do a reverse mortgage. So, you know, it does have a trickle down effect with some people. And then not only was he able to repair his roof, get his house painted, painted the inside, and now he can also get about $700 a month from the reverse mortgage for the rest of his life. So for somebody who's only living off of $900 a month, getting an additional $700 is huge.
Yes, it really is.
It was so huge, and he was so happy. And there's things like that and stories like that that I find is the reason why I do what I do. I love what I do. I love these folks. And, you know, a lot of them have become friends over the years, just like you guys with your real estate and rental business. You keep these people.
How long have you been doing reverse mortgages?
This is my 22nd year.
Wow.
22 years.
That's fantastic. Rookie.
Yeah. In fact, I'm working with a lady right now in Arizona. She and her husband are buying a new house using a reverse mortgage, and this will be the fifth reverse mortgage I've done for these folks.
Wow.
She was married. Yeah, so you can do it over and over again if you want. You buy and you sell. I have another lady that her and her husband got divorced. I did a reverse mortgage for each of them to buy a new house. Then she moved and didn't like that house, and then she sold and bought another place, and then, you know, the values were going up, so she could keep selling, and she's done several reverse mortgages.
Oh, so I thought that you have the value of the home, and then just one person could, you know, if it's a husband and wife, they have to do it together. I didn't know that you could use it for two different places if you are getting a reverse.
Well, if you're getting divorced, like in these folks, because they were going to net about $1.2 million out of the sale of their house. So they each had $600,000. So she bought a house and he bought a house. They were getting divorced. These folks that I'm working with in Arizona right now, she was married. I did a reverse mortgage for her about 10 or 12 years ago. Her husband passed, and then she sold and bought a new place using a reverse mortgage. Then she met another husband. Unfortunately, he passed too, a little ways down the road. And then she got a boyfriend, and then the boyfriend called me, and I did a reverse mortgage for him and for her, another one. And now they're selling, each of them are selling their houses, and they got married, and now we're doing a new purchase transaction for them on the new property.
Wow, that's a lot of reverse mortgages. So I thought you could only do it once. I thought, you know, in my mind, here's how a reverse mortgage worked. You're like 65, over 65, and you have your place, and you need to pay off bills or whatever. So you get a reverse mortgage. You just stay in your home, and that was really what I thought the whole shebang was for reverse mortgages. So apparently this is why Janet does property management and not reverse mortgages, because I have no idea I had no idea it could do all these things.
Yep. Yeah, you can. It's, you know, if you think about it, it's a mortgage. It's just like the one we would have on our properties if we had just a traditional forward mortgage, we call them. But and you just use the monies for whatever you need to use them for. On the purchase side of it, the purchase transaction, it just gives the folks about 2/3 more buying power. So a lot of realtors, that's why I would like to network with a lot of realtors, is to let them know you can offer your clients 2/3 more buying power with using a reverse mortgage, because if they're downsizing, the monies that they get from their departure residence go usually to purchase a new home, right, when they're downsizing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so when they do that, then there's a down payment, but with the reverse mortgage, you're going to put a little bit more money down towards the purchase. The reverse mortgage puts in the difference, and then you move into a new home with no mortgage payments, and they probably get to keep a portion of their proceeds from their departure residence without paying cash, 100% cash.
Okay, so I'm going to have you dumb it down a little bit even further, if that's okay. So say if I was of that age, because, you know, I'm only like 20 people. I have a home and it's worth $800,000, mm-hmm. and I'm going to sell it. I've decided I need to go down to a lower place.
Single story, for instance.
Yeah. So I find a place, but it's worth more than $800 because everything is, you know, higher now. So that's with my appreciation. My house is worth $800, but I see something I like that's $1 million.
Okay.
How does that work for me? And my house is paid off.
Okay, so let's pretend your house is paid off, and after your fees or whatever, when you sell it, let's say you walk away from it with $700,000 cash. Right. So now you want to go buy something, let's say it's $1 million. Well, the reverse mortgage is going to put in about 40%, which would be about, the other way around. The borrower puts in about, no, that was right the first time. I'm sorry.
I love it.
I know, listen, right? Listen. Thank you. Yes. I am older than Janet.
Barely.
Thank you, Susie, for bringing that up. So let's say you net, or you've got $800,000 cash to put down. Well, instead of using a whole $800,000, if you're buying a $1 million property, the borrower would put in about 60%. The reverse mortgage puts in 40%. Now you get to keep some of your money in the bank. So you don't have to put the whole $800,000. You'd put in about $600,000, let's say. And then now you've got a couple $100,000 left over that you could use to fix it up or rip out carpeting, new flooring, whatever. So it does give the borrower some more buying power.
Wow.
I have a question. So reverse mortgages in the scuttlebutt, right, just general consensus, has a lot of negative connotation. So what are some of the things to beware of with reverse mortgages?
So a lot of people back in the day used to think that they were bad and they were negative because back in the day, before they were FHA insured loans, they were what was called an equity share. So if you decided to borrow against your house and the investor or the lender was giving you X amount of dollars, when you sold that property, you had to share the equity with them. And 9 times out of 10, there was not enough equity to share because the lender got all the money. Because not only did they loan you $200,000, the property went up, let's say, $400,000. So now you had to pay them back the $200,000 they loaned you, pay them back half of the equity, which was another $200,000, and then plus whatever interest had grown on those monies up to that point. So FHA stepped in, I think it was around 1978-79, and said, look, we got to insure this product. We have to make it safer for seniors, and we have to make it in a way that it will last a much longer period of time. And then about 4 years ago, they shaved back how much somebody could get. So it used to be more the opposite, where the borrower would get 60-70%, and then the lender would have the 30% or so loan to value. But now they've shifted it because they want this product to stay in place for as long as they possibly can. So there isn't as much equity released now to a homeowner because they want it to be in place for many, many years so that they don't have to lose their home. And that doesn't happen often anymore because of that. But I would say the most important part for people to realize is each month you're eroding some of your home's equity because interest is growing on your balance. Mm. But now they've put some safeguards in place where that doesn't happen as often, and it takes a much longer time to happen.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much for explaining that. Now, I have other questions, so we're going to be right back with more information from you, Shelley. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Pat from Pauthier Hypnotherapy, and I'm located right here in Ventura County. Just open a newspaper, watch TV, or even get on social media, and you can see all the negative things that affect our lives. In my practice, we focus on the positive. We want to assist you to be the very best that you can be, to live your best life ever. I offer a variety of services under my three main programs of diet-free life, weight management, smoking cessation, and overcoming trauma. See, we all have something that holds us back. I can be reached through my website, PauthierHypnotherapy.com, or call my cell, 818-468-0777. We all deserve happiness, peacefulness, and love in our lives. Call me. Again, that phone number, 818-468-0777.
Are you a real estate investor or a housing provider here in Ventura County, and you're worried about possibly the new California laws? Maybe you're having headaches with your maintenance, or you just want more freedom from your investment. Well, at Rent 805, we can make all those issues go away for you. Please give us a call at rent805.com because we manage your property so your property does not manage you. Once again, that's rent805.com or 805-776-8805.
Let's go, girls. Come on.
Welcome back. You're listening live to Girls on the Air, Real Women in Real Estate, right here on KVTA 1590. First of all, if you can't listen here on your phone, you can listen on any web device out there. But if you're looking for a podcast, it's midweek, and you're like, you know what? What did they just say? You can find us on any podcast. Just look us up on Girls on the Air. And today we are again talking all about seniors. I'm Janet Sprisler.
I'm Susie Koenig-Brown with Berkshire Hathaway.
And we are excited to have Shelley Wells, the reverse mortgage queen of North America with Mutual of Omaha, with us today. I had a question. I wanted to go further with the questions because a lot of times people don't know what to do. What happens after? So your parents have a reverse mortgage. Now neither one is left. And you have this house and this reverse mortgage. What does that mean to the surviving family members with the will?
Well, hopefully, and I try to encourage all the folks I work with to put your property in a living trust. It's really important to have it in a trust because, as we know, and you're going to learn a little bit more about that with Krista, but it's important to have it in a living trust. So whatever the living trust say is going to happen, the house gets sold, the house gets refinanced, so the inheritance have the option of doing whatever they need to or want to or what the trust says they have to do. If the trust says the house has to be sold and the proceeds are divided between the two surviving children, then that's what they do. Now, if one of them wants to keep it and they work that agreement out, then the reverse mortgage has to be paid off in some way, shape, or form. We don't really care how it gets paid off. We just want our money back. And most lenders are not in the business of owning real estate. They don't want the property. So if your parent or your sister, your auntie passes, you call the loan servicing and say, tell them what happened. And they're going to ask you, what are your intentions for the property? We're going to sell it. Okay, so if you decide you want to sell it, they're going to ask to see a copy of the listing agreement. So you'll talk to your realtor, Susie, and say, I'm selling my folks' property. She's going to ask for a copy of the trust, and she'll list the property. And then it just gets sold like any other transaction. However, if it's not in a living trust, you're going to need to contact an attorney like Krista and find out, how do I deal with this? My parents didn't put it in a trust. What do I do? And she's going to advise you on how to go through the probate process. So the lender doesn't automatically take the house back. That is a myth. You know, back in the day with the negativity, like right. You were mentioning, they don't do that. So you're going to call the lender and ask them, you know, what do you want us to do? And so I always tell people, just get it sold. Don't try to fix it up. You know, because we all know what construction situations are like, right? You pull the carpet up, now you see there's a slab leak. So just get it sold as is, because whoever's going to buy it may want to make changes anyway. And the longer the property is sitting there not being sold, there's interest that's accruing on the
loan. I was just going to ask that.
So yeah, so if you wait 6 months or a year to get it sold, now you've got all that time,
which is the risk with probate, because probate's going to take longer, so you're going to owe more in the end.
That's exactly right. And then also you just by getting it sold and getting it done, you're, you know, reducing the interest that's accruing on it. But if you have a family member that wants to keep the property and they want to refinance it, they can do that too. And the note and deed of trust technically stipulate that the reverse mortgage must be paid off immediately once both parties or whomever's on the loan have vacated the property. But we understand that's impossible. We don't expect someone to call and say, my mom died this morning. What am I going to do with her property?
Check, yeah.
Yeah, they don't expect that. So they'll work with you. And as long as the inheritance are working with the lender on getting it sold or refinanced or paid off in whatever manner they choose, they'll work with them up to 1 year. Now, if they dig their heels in and the loan servicer can't get a hold of any of the inheritance and they're like, where did everybody go? We can't find anybody to help this. They will file their notice of default and start a foreclosure process. But quite frankly, I haven't seen that happen a lot.
Are the rates on a reverse mortgage comparable to a traditional conventional?
They're slightly higher because this is a loan that we don't get paid back until some years way down the road. And so, yes, they are slightly higher.
So what if someone, like a family member, doesn't know there's a reverse, the parents put a reverse mortgage on the house, or they know, but they don't want the reverse mortgage company to know? So I know that's two questions, but I think both of them need to be answered because...
They don't want the reverse mortgage company to know what?
That the parents are no longer surviving or whoever was supposed to be
well,
in the
house. That's an issue that can come up. So when we take the loan application and we meet with the homeowner, we always ask, if something happens to you and we can't get in touch with you, who is your alternate contact? And it cannot be somebody that's living in the home with them, because a lot of seniors have adult children living with them in the home to help them navigate life, right? Because they're getting older. So that person, we would contact that person and say, hey, your neighbor, Janet, put you down as the alternate contact. Do you know where she is? Oh, yes, she passed away 6 months ago or whatever. She's in assisted living. Mm-hmm. Then they're going to probably send someone out to the property, knock on the door and say, hey, what's going on? So there are times where that happens, where somebody finds out their relative or friend or neighbor has a reverse. They move in with them. They pass away. And it can take a while sometimes to find out that people are living there that shouldn't be. But that's not a good plan for the inheritance because, again, interest isn't accruing.
Right.
And you want to sell it to minimize the cost. So,
and is that the way that those folks who have the trust set up find out about, it's like the reverse mortgage part of the trust so that they find out about the reverse mortgage?
Yeah, usually when people have the property in a living trust, we always want to put the property in the trust at the time of the loan application. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, most people are on board with their parent getting a trust. I don't find a lot of backlash anymore. It used to be that kids would be kind of concern because they wanted to inherit the property. But so many times now we've got the sandwich generation, right? They've got kids in college, they've got their mm-hmm. elderly parent they're helping. And most people nowadays are on board with their parent or family member getting the trust. So I just don't come across a lot of that as much as I used to 22 years ago. It's more common that everybody in the family knows. Yeah. I went to meet with some folks in Newport Beach a couple weeks ago, and it was the adult children, their parents, a cousin of the parents, and two neighbors were all there to hear about the reverse mortgage.
It was a seminar.
Yeah, and I felt a little odd, like, is it okay if I speak about your financial situation with the neighborhood being involved? And they were like, oh, yeah, no problem. Everybody knows, you know. So it was kind of nice and liberating to be able to discuss this with all these people, because then if anything happens down the road, everybody is on board.
Yeah.
So nice. It was kind of cool. But, yeah, that happens every now and again.
Oh, well, thank you so much for all your information. We love having you here. Tell people how they can find you.
They can find me on all the socials under the Reverse Mortgage Queen. And I am Shelley Wells with Mutual of Omaha. My NMLS licensing number is 448429. And you can reach me at area code 805-377-9000. 805-377-9000.
Oh, thank you so much. Now, coming up, we have Krista Hermance with Hermance Law. Let me tell you, if you've wondered about all these things that Shelley's talked about, she's going to explain why you need to have it in a trust.
She's got some stories.
She does. So stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Seth Doherty, a professional land surveyor with Latitude Surveying. We help homeowners, realtors, developers, contractors, and architects define property lines, create topographic surveys, site plans, and other maps. We service Santa Barbara and Ventura counties. Give us a call at 805-637-1975 or check us out on the web at latitudesurveying.com. Again, this is Seth Doherty with Latitude Surveying at 805-637-1975. 805-637-1975.
Moving house this year? Imagine having a gentle, experienced partner to help you prepare and lead the team to pack, move, and completely resettle your new home as you've planned. At Gentle Transitions of California, we call that person a move manager. Why not schedule our no-obligation move planning meeting to find out more? Just call 800-619-3049 or visit gentletransitions.com to get started. That's 800-619-3049 to let us help you move gently this time.
Let's go, girls. Come on.
Welcome back. You're listening live to Girls on the Air. We're real women in real estate. I'm Janet Sprisler.
I'm Susie Koenig-Brown with Berkshire Hathaway.
And we have with us Krista Hermance. I'm going to tell you something right now. Well, first of all, she's with Hermance Law. I should have to say that. But, you know, Shelley just talked about trust. And there's so many people out there that are afraid to do trusts. And they don't understand why they have to put stuff in their checkbook, their name in the checkbook that way, or why their trust has to be on their mortgage. And I'm so glad you're here because so many people, I think, get really caught up in the Hades that probate is. And they get stuck. So welcome. And thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So I wanted to piggyback off a little bit of what Shelley said. What is it like when someone does not have their house in a trust and now they've passed and there's this reverse mortgage and there's, children and family all clamoring and they have nothing set in stone?
I think that a lot of times people are very nervous about the estate planning process and they don't understand what can actually happen as a result of not having an estate plan. So as Shelley was talking about having a trust, when somebody passes away and they own property in their individual name, and I'm not saying go put your kids on title to your property, that's absolutely not what I'm saying. I'm saying you should have your house in a trust. And when you don't have it, that's when it has to go through the dreaded probate process. So probate in Ventura County can take a year to 2 years to actually complete. It's a public process, meaning anybody will know what you own, who you owe money to, and who your beneficiaries are. And it's very expensive. So a $500,000 house would cost $26,000 to go through probate court. And most people don't know how expensive that is when you look at the value of your home. And if people say, oh, well, I only have a house, well, that's enough to get a trust, right?
Right.
And that's not the only cost, right? There's court fees, filing fees, probate referee fees, bond fees. That's another $2,000 to $3,000. That's almost $30,000 for a $500,000 house. And it's the fair market value. It's not how much equity you have in the house. That's, I think, a big misconception, is it's actually how much money the house would sell for, right? The value that it would sell for.
Oh, I thought it was anything that was left on the notes, if there was a note.
No, it is the value of what the house actually is, that fair market value.
But the costs don't even stop there. You continue with a mortgage for those 1 to 2 years. So the cost just...
It's going to continue to need to be paid. Or sometimes we find estates that the mortgage stops being paid because somebody passes away.
Right.
And the family can't access the bank accounts. And so the house isn't getting paid. And so then foreclosure process starts. Right. So there's a lot of things that family loses control over. Right. Whereas if there's a trust in place, if something happens and you were to pass away, then your family can immediately step in and be able to access your bank accounts to pay any bills that need to get paid and then sell the property if that's what the intention is. Right. But there's no control. The family loses all that control. And it's not just about when somebody passes away. Having a trust allows for you if you were to get sick. That's the other side of it. That's a whole nother really big portion, is the trust allows family members to step in if you were to, if there was dementia or Alzheimer's or there was a stroke or something happened, then the family can step in and access bank accounts to be able to pay medical bills and nursing care or just need help with finances, right? And without it, and if you don't have mental capacity, which is what we look for, then there's court intervention at that point.
Mm-hmm. So the person could be alive. It's not so much that they've even passed, but say they go into assisted living. Mm-hmm. And now you have this mortgage on this house that you cannot really do anything with.
Well, it depends on if they don't have capacity. That's okay. The big thing that we look for is if they don't have the, and we say capacity, it's they don't have the mental ability to understand, by me signing this document, I understand the repercussions or what's going to happen as a result, right? It's not just, you know, maybe they have having issues with memory, but they still understand what's going on, right? So it's not necessarily that they would go into assisted living. If they still have complete coherence and they know what's going on, then that's great, right? There shouldn't be any issues. It's that they don't have that mental capacity. That's when we have issues.
But the control isn't even just on what you're talking about. It's also me as a homeowner. I get to decide who and how, and I could put all that in my estate. And it goes beyond just a home. It goes into your accounts. I mean, all of it.
All of it. Absolutely. Yeah.
So when there's an emergency, that's not the time to be thinking about, okay, I should do this trust now. It's really having the state of mind to say, this is when I should do a trust. Because I know that when I did mine, I literally slept for it a couple nights because I'm like, is this how I truly want this to go? And, you know, you really have to make what's best decisions for your family, especially if you have smaller children. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to really have that done. And people think, oh, it will just never happen to me. Mm-hmm. And my philosophy is, if you have it done, you have a better chance. Whereas if you don't have it done, you're just courting danger.
Yeah.
So we're going to bring you on back for our next segment because we really want to talk about the incapacity part and some of the fallacies that people think about of when they're putting in a trust, why, you know, what holds them back from doing it and why that really is hard for them.
Okay.
So we're saying to everybody, stay tuned.
Opa! You don't have to travel to Greece to enjoy the food, dancing, music, and culture. The Greek Ventura has it all. Healthy, traditional Mediterranean foods, fresh daily seafood, succulent steaks, cozy up at the fire pit on our newly remodeled patio. Open daily for lunch and dinner, brunch on the weekends. Extended happy hour from Monday to Friday, 2 to 9 p.m. All overlooking picturesque Ventura Harbor, where the parking is always free. Go to thegreekventura.com. Opa!
Hi, this is Joe Parisi. I'm with Guaranteed Rate, and I do home loans, residential, 1 to 4 unit properties. We are one of the top 3 lenders in the United States, and we cover everything from zero down first-time home buyers to step-up mansion buyers. You can reach me at rate.com/Joe Parisi. My NMLS number is 25572. Again, I'm Joe Parisi with Guaranteed Rate. My NMLS number is 255572. You can reach me at 818-687-6047.
Let's go, girls.
Welcome back. We're Girls on the Air. We're Real Women in Real Estate. You're listening live to KVTA 1590. You can also find us on your favorite podcast. I'm Janet Sprisler.
I'm Susie Candy Brown, filling in for Karen Campbell.
And we are so excited to come back with Krista Hermans from Hermans Law. So I wanted to talk about really quickly is some people have a hard time wanting to do a trust because they really don't want their kids to know how much money they have. Or what do you see are some of the misconceptions out there about why people won't do a trust and why that does not work to their benefit?
So I think a lot of it comes down to, like you said, they don't want their kids to know about their financials. And when you do a trust, your family doesn't have to know about your financials, right? I think that's exactly it. Your family doesn't need to actually know about the details of your trust if you don't want to share it with them. It's all secret, right?
It's
private. You know, it's not like it gets filed anywhere. You know, and that's why people do trust also is it keeps things private, whereas probate is public. Another one is that people think, well, I don't actually have an estate. I don't need a trust, right? And if you own a home, you have an estate, even if your house is underwater. You have an estate, right? Bank accounts. And it's not just that. It's financial institutions, it's investment accounts, bonds, gold, right? All of these things make up your estate, even your personal property, right? And without having a trust, like we talked about, it could have to go through probate court, depending on how the assets are set up, if there's beneficiary designations, if things are held jointly. And I think that's where working with a trust professional, an estate planning attorney, is important because then you get a big picture look at, well, what do I actually have that I need to plan for? And what are my goals in accomplishing this? Another thing that I find with a lot of our older clients is they don't want to think about it. And they just think, well, everything's just going to go to my kids anyways, or it's just going to go to my spouse. And I don't want to think about it. And the lack of preparation and planning is such a huge component to not having a plan in place, because if something were to happen and you were to get sick, then at that point, the family's in this critical planning emergency state where expenses are going to be so much higher to fix the problem at that point. And there's a lot of emotion involved, right? The kids don't actually know what you want.
In a very delicate time.
Yes.
Yes.
I think the thing about a trust in my mind too is it takes away the thinking. So you can put, like, I know my mom and dad, there's five of us. And so they did a trust. They gave us all copies. And we know who's making their medical decision. One person. We know who the executor is, mind you, whether we like it or not. And I know they're listening, so that's why I said that. Just kidding. But, you know, it's like we don't have to think about it. And I think it gives, like, I know it would give me peace of mind knowing for my kids, this is what I want. Yeah. And then you just do it.
I had a client that came in. Her mom had just passed away. And she said, I'm so angry. I'm so angry at my mom that she didn't have any of this stuff in writing.
Yeah.
She didn't have any of this plan done. All I want to do is be sad that my mom just died.
Right.
And I can't because I have to do all this paperwork.
Right.
She was mad, right? In this anger, emotional state. And I felt so horrible for her in this situation.
And I see the pushback. So when I have a renter, like I had about a year ago, I had a renter who could not make her rent for 2 months because of the fact that she had to bury her dad. Mm-hmm. And there's no other siblings and there's no one else left in the family. Mm. So she had burial costs. There was the mental anguish. There was no trust. There was no probate. She's just going through it. And she's like, I don't know what to do because my family has now put me in this situation. And now I'm going to lose my home and the place where I live because I'm trying to take care of them after they've passed because they didn't think enough of me. They didn't think enough of me as much as they said that they loved me. They didn't take the time to take care of just this basic thing that it doesn't really cost that much. That's the thing,
yeah,
you know, it's not $26,000,
right.
You know, so something that could have been just taken care of and she would have been set.
It's kind of crazy, though, because I'm starting to ask clients when they buy, do they have a trust? Because I realize if I'm really going to do my best part for my clients, it's a collective picture of their future, mm-hmm. including their protection, their family's protection. And I find that they look like, no, I have a will. So I think the risk is what they don't understand.
Yeah,
the loss of money, all that it took them to build the asset and to know that at least 30,000 plus is going to be gone. And it's not just the money. It's the tug of war in the family. It's the lack of clarity. I mean, it sounds very complicated.
Mm-hmm. Right. And everyone seems to lose their mind. I'm going to put it out there. They do. Everyone comes.
Weddings and funerals. And,
yep. They lose their mind. Things are said. Families, I think, are torn apart mm-hmm. because this something so simple couldn't have been done. I find it a lot. I ask the same thing of my owners when they call me and I say, so what's the name of your trust? Yeah. I don't even say how is it deeded? And they're like, oh, no, it's just in my name. It's, you know, it's not in my spouse's name. I'm like, wow, this is a lot of money and you have a lot of property and you have none of this in a trust. And then I give out your name. I think you should call her because I can tell you the rough patches, but she can really get it to you a lot clearer. And it doesn't. For the cost of time, I think what you spend 2 hours maybe with somebody, I don't know. I know for me it was a couple of hours.
Yeah, it's just a couple hours.
Yeah. And then you're just set, right? And yeah, you write your check, call it a day. Yeah. So what has been your worst... can I ask for like the worst story?
The worst story.
The worst horror story.
There's so many, right? There's so many.
You have good stories. I've heard a few of yours.
Yeah. I think one of my worst cases that I worked on, elderly client, it was the sister. The sister passed away and she was, I think, 85. She never did any estate planning. Her sister kept telling her she was all by herself. Her husband had already died. Her daughter had already died. And she wrote her will on a grocery list. And it's called a holographic will. It's a valid will. She dated it and she signed it. It was in her own writing. She gave everything to her sister. She owned two properties, and I think her estate was probably about $2 to $3 million. As we're going through the probate process, because there was no trust in place, she never did any of that, I get an email. It's from a son that I didn't know about. And they thought he had died years ago. He hadn't been seen for over 50 years.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't even know about him. And he's like, I see that my mom died and there's a probate. You know, can you give me some information? And so this son who left home when he was 16 years old now has a right to her estate because she never went through the proper estate planning process. She didn't work with an attorney to specifically say, I have a son, he is disinherited. So the lack of him, he was omitted from her instructions. Mm-hmm. The idea here is, well, we didn't know that he was alive. And so he gets her estate.
Yeah, crazy.
We had to settle, and he got hundreds of thousands of dollars, and he was not a nice guy. Like, the email that he sent to me, I said, you know, I'm so sorry for your loss when I got the email from him. He goes, you know, don't worry about it. She wasn't a very nice lady.
Wow.
I was like, okay, so this is what I'm dealing with now, right?
So the other part of estate planning I know is it's not just no, it's not 2 hours. We're joking. It's 2 hours. Right. But the process, it's not a one-time process, because as you add assets, you have to add those into your trust
exactly.
as well.
Yeah. But people don't actually have to come back to us to do that. Once you get your estate plan set up and you have your trust, we give you a certificate of trust. And then when you go to buy your next house, you literally provide that to your real estate team, and they will just put it into your trust.
Right.
Right? You want to go sell your house, you just sell it as a trustee of your trust. So there's not, like, you have to keep coming back to us for that. You come back to us if maybe you don't like your guardians anymore, right? Mm. Maybe somebody got sick that was a trustee for your trust. Updates or things that you want to make changes, that's where you come back to us. But it is throughout your entire life. Whenever you acquire a new asset, open a new bank account, you have to take consideration into, well, where does this fit into my plan?
Yeah.
Right? And planning properly for it. That's another big thing that we have a lot of times with people. When somebody's passed away, family members will come to us to start the process of going through what needs to be done with the assets. And they're like, oh, they bought a house, but they didn't put it in their trust. So now we have to do some type of court intervention to either get it moved into the trust or go through probate.
Wow.
The other part with the trust is, if let's say you have a trust with Joe attorney, but it needs to be updated. Joe is either no longer a business, or let's say he passed away, he was older. That needs to be brought to you or whoever, but to you, and you then basically rewrite it just to make sure all the I's are dotted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we have this happen a lot. Attorneys are retiring every day. We saw this a lot with COVID. Attorneys stopped working. And so we'll review the trust. We'll go over with them what it says. And a lot of times they're like, I didn't know it said that. And then we redo it, basically.
Right.
So how often did someone bring in their trust to an attorney to look it over?
So it really depends on life events. So for some of our younger clients, because we do a lot of planning for families with minor children, you know, they're not probably going to make changes for 10 to 15 years, but we always want to have that conversation with them. So we generally touch base with them every 3 years to just say, hey, do you have any more kids? What's going on? Are you still good with these? And then some of our older clients, they might come in every year, right? Depending on what's going on.
Oh, you're right. Within the family. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you saw a lot of that during COVID too.
I've actually told clients, and it may be bad, but I do it. I tell them, keep in mind the age of your attorney, because if you do it, right, if you're younger and you know you're going to need it updated at least a few times, and, you know, they may age out or opt out, retirement, whatever, but... Just side note, I'm like, keep in mind their age.
Well, I've actually
Kristen's very young.
Yeah. I've actually had clients that had been working with attorneys that were older than them, and they came to us because we were younger, and they wanted us to start and have a relationship with their kids, who were then going to be taking it over for them.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah. And so it's, you know, I think it works out really well that way.
Fantastic. Yeah. Can you tell people where to find you? Because you need to find her.
Okay. So you can find me on all the socials. I'm Estate Planning Mom. You can go to our website, iwantoprotectmyhome.com, and that'll take you to our website to get some information. We have free phone consultations to just get some information and figure out what your options are.
You also have a ton of seminars and things. They can probably see on the website.
Yep,
as you,
the website.
You do a great job.
Thank
you're a huge community resource.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have an opportunity to go to one of our seminars, go. Yes. You'll be surprised.
Yeah. We have some coming in April.
They're not boring.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I love them.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Well, coming up, Susie and I are going to sit here and talk about how Susie serves seniors in the real estate market. So stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Larry Reyes with Smart Home Mortgage. My team and I are here to offer our clients and real estate partners more options and more products than any local bank or credit union. When others can't get the job done, we can. Finding you the right product at the lowest rate, at the lowest cost, is what we do. Our team is dedicated to closing loans in 30 days or less with excellent communication along the way. You can find us at the Large Tower in Oxnard, Morgan Stanley Building, 300 East Esplanade Drive, Suite 105. We're on the main floor. Or give us a call at 805-853-3030. Find us on the net, smarthomemortgage.net. Our licensing information is NMLS number 1569054. My individual NMLS number is 233573. Our California DRE number is 02012912. And my individual DRE number is 01507079. The number you really need to remember is mine, 805-853-3030.
Are you frustrated with your website or online marketing? Do you feel technology like AI is advancing faster than you can keep up? Hi, my name is Justin, and I've got good news for you. My company, Phase 3, helps small business owners just like you every day. If you'd like some help with your website and digital marketing, you can reach me at 805-455-1265. And online at phase3.net. That's 805-455-1265 and online at phase3.net.
Let's go, girls. Come on.
Welcome back. You're listening live to Girls on the Air. We're real women in real estate right here at KVTA 1590. You can also find us wherever you like to listen to your favorite podcast or even at 97.9 FM. So today we've been talking all about seniors. We've had a great show. I'm so glad you've been able to stay around with us. Susie and I are now, first of all, I'm Janet Sprisler.
I'm Susie Koenig-Brown with Berkshire Hathaway.
And she's going to talk about, you know, seniors and working with seniors in real estate. Because I know I see a lot of them on my end as owners, but then I see them as you know, residents as well. But tell me about your experiences of working with seniors and what you feel like, you know, maybe what they're nervous about or
first of all, I'm completely partial. I used to, back in the day in college, I worked at an extended care facility, and I think I've had just a natural respect for seniors. But when I think, I mean, I'm 50 years old, I'm almost 51, like I'm practically a senior in mm-hmm. AARP's. In fact, I have a card and when I think about seniors, I think more towards like 65 plus, you know. And when I work, regardless of how old the seniors are, when I work with them, I think it's just listening, but also figuring out what they want. Because one thing I find as you age, people underestimate your ability. And some I do think have some, you know, decline, but this is where, and I think it's across the board with realtors, right? You want to find the right person.
Right.
But with seniors, I think you have to listen and respect the experience they have, not take the ball and run with it, right. But also slow it down. Offer, you know, contracts where they can physically read it and do a wet signature, not DocuSign maybe. You know, maybe bring them in the office so they can see everything's legitimate. I just find that a large majority have a certain fragility because everyone's telling them, like, don't get scammed.
Yes, and you're gonna get scammed.
Be careful of this. And I mean, not only financially, but physically, right? Don't fall and don't this. And can you drive? And all. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of fear.
They're inundated with so much.
And yeah. I feel like that's probably real for some, but it's probably not real for many. So for me in real estate, I think the most important thing I focus on is they are a human with a beautiful life that deserves a moment. And I just need to figure it out with them, right? And I just need to be like, okay, what do we want to do? And if maybe not selling it is the right thing, to say that. And if selling it is the right thing. I had one situation. I had a senior who sold her house after nearly 30 years. And she didn't have the cash. She was a widow. She became a recent widow. Didn't have the cash to do some of the updates. And so we were able to do a program where she could do the updates and pay the cost at close of escrow. So that's just, you know, one neat thing that happened for a seller. But regardless, with all of it, I just have a big heart for their situation, whatever it may be, and take the time needed.
That's amazing. I know we have the same thing when it comes to our owners. They like to come into the office and sit down and talk. And they've been doing certain things for so long the same way. And there's so much legislation going on. We just try to help them understand that, you know, unfortunately, we can't do it that way anymore. And this is what we're working with. But it's beautiful. I really appreciated this whole show between Shelley helping people figure out their money. We have Krista making sure that their trust is intact, and then your help with seniors. So we appreciate it all.
It's been so good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, glad to have you anytime. So tell people where they can find you.
So I'm at, my handles are at Realtor Susie. My number 805-415-7625. You can Google Susie, S-U-Z-Z-I. Makes me a little different. And look forward to serving anyone who needs help in real estate.
And I'm Jasper Sir with Rent 805. Thank you for joining us this week. We appreciated you listening.